But when you do see in your dream, and if you see in your dream any of the imams, it is as if you've seen them in person. There's no difference. If you saw any of the imams in your dreams, it is as if you've met them in person. Okay? Now right now, like over here, if you told somebody that you are a Shia right now, we don't have the same problems yet. But we are going to have these problems that are happening in Pakistan. You know, in your universities, Wahhabism is spreading, right? The same people who are creating the problems in Pakistan, it's spreading. People are calling Shias as kafirs. They're starting to write profanities and wrong things about Shias and telling other Sunni brothers that how it is okay for them to do whatever they want with Shias because they're not really Muslims. These things are happening among ourselves right now. At the moment, if you saw any of the imams in your dream, you can tell your mom or dad. But try not to tell anybody else, because there's another point, and that is that they maybe will look at you differently. Or maybe you will start feeling arrogance about yourself, that, oh, I am so good. The reason why I'm so good is because I saw Imam Ali Al-Sattuslam in my dream. So I must be very good. And that feeling inside of your heart might get you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can tell your mom or dad, you know, but try not to tell your friends. Yes, sir.
After the 3 days without water, did Imam Hussain and his family survive?
After having no water for 3 days, did Imam Hussain Sattu Sam survive that? Imam Hussain Sattu Sam was martyred thirsty. He never got water. He never got water, you know. When you bleed, you become more thirsty. And they said that there was more than 120 wounds on his body of arrows and spears and swords. He did not get water. Yes?
When
the Imam comes, he's going to stand beside the Anakaba and proclaim that he's here. And one of the first things that he's going to say, that I'm here to take the revenge of the blood of my grandfather Hussain, the Sattu. From the sisters, yes. Yeah, the question is why do people say, actually it's the hadith of the Holy Prophet that heaven is under the feet of your mother. The reason for that is that if your mother is upset, you will not go to heaven. If you die and your mother is upset with you, you will not go to heaven. If you've hurt your mother's feelings and she's still hurt, you will not even die a Muslim. Even if the person who comes and tells you to recite Shahadatain happens to be the Holy Prophet. It was a young man, he's about to die, the Prophet is there. He says to him, recite the Shahadatain, recite Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَشَهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Recite that. And the person could not recite it. He couldn't recite the kalama. And the Prophet asked, does this person has a mother who's alive? And the people said, yeah. Said, call her. And they called her, his mother. She came over and the Prophet asked her, are you upset with him? And she said, yes. He said, this person is about to die. If you do not forgive him, he will die not on my religion. So that is one thing, is that it is the importance of mothers. That, and the other thing is that heaven, when something is underneath your feet, it means that you are above and that thing is low. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your heaven that everybody loves and wants to be in is actually nothing compared to your mother. And you guys, maybe you don't realize, but we hurt our mother's feelings, and you never know that she might not say that, okay, you know, I forgive you. You have to be very, very careful that you do not make her upset. You've already asked the question. Yes.
I do bhajan on the Islam and the world stuff, and I came across this term Sufiani. I'm not sure what they are. That's like a person.
Yeah, Sufiani, the question is that the brother was saying that he has done some research and about the 12th Imam, and in that he's got a person by the name of Sufiani is there that is going to come. Yeah, there are many different signs for before the 12th Imam comes, and Sufiani being there is one of them. Now whether it happens to be a person or it happens to be the ideology of Sufiani, Sufiani will be having a lot of hatred inside of his heart for Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, and he will kill a lot of the innocent people. Okay? And he would have a very, very bad soul, like a very bad heart. He would have no mercy inside of his heart. Okay? So, now the thing about the signs of Imam Zawan Sattu San, the things that you have read, possibility is that these signs will happen, and the possibility also exists that none of them have to happen. And for example, Sufiani hasn't come yet, right? But Imam can come tomorrow. And the way that we are told that we have to wait for the 12th Imam is that we should think, if it happens to be the morning, we should think that Imam is going to come in the evening. And if it happens to be evening and he didn't come, we should think that he's coming the next day. Okay? So, when you're doing your research and you're finding out all of these signs before Imam comes, they are important, but don't think that because these things are not there, he's not coming tonight. Or he's not coming tomorrow. No. The way we have to live our lives is that he's coming today, or he's coming the next day, or he's coming the day after. We have to think like that. And it is going to be like that too, that when he comes, everybody is going to be surprised. From the sisters, one. Yes. If one of the sisters can repeat the question. I think the sister's question is, if there's only one Quran, right? And the religion of Islam is the same religion that the Prophet brought, why there are so many different types of Muslims? Okay, so her question is, why is the Quran printed in different colors or different sizes and so forth? The Quran was revealed on the heart of the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet told Quran to the people, and when he told Quran to the people, they wrote it. They wrote all the surahs. And Imam Ali al-Sattwasam compiled that into a book form. Okay? And now as time goes by, you know, before it was printed on the animal skins, now there is paper, there's different kind of technology for the printing, so that's why you have different looking Qurans, but actually there's only one Quran. Okay? Yes.
What's the difference between the Quran that Imam Ali wrote and the other Quran that...
The Quran that Imam Ali al-Sattwasam had and the Quran that we have today is the same Quran. No difference. Yes.
Is it true that the Quran, if there's one Quran, but the Quran is in different languages for like different people?
Yeah, it's translated into many different languages. Any of the older brothers? Yes.
Is it true that a woman with a beard killed
Imam Zawan? The woman who would kill or who would martyr Imam Zawan Shatul Salam, there's different traditions about it, but it is going to be a woman and she's going to poison the Imam. Yes. Yeah, the brother's question is about Dajjal. He said that I've heard that this person is going to destroy the earth. No, the Dajjal cannot destroy the earth. He will be able to misguide a lot of the people, but he cannot destroy the earth. Before the Imam comes, the Dajjal in English is also said as Antichrist. Okay? Anyone who is the enemy, okay, of the truth, you can put them in that category. Okay? So right now there are many different enemies that Islam has. And they are basically wanting to destroy the truth. They want the falsehood to overpower the truth. Okay, so whether that person is one person or whether it's ideology of shaitan, it doesn't matter. But what we need to do is that we are not living our lives on those ideologies. Okay, that we understand what is the right and what is the falsehoods, of that we are not misguided by the bad people. Yes. What are the specific things that you can get to get into the army of Imam Ijma'at Sathur Islam? The minimum requirement is the first thing. So you have to make sure that your prayers are done on time, that you are praying 5 times a day. For sisters, hijab is necessary because, you know, you have 50 seats there in the first 313 followers. 50 of them are going to be women. And then after that, the army of Imam will grow and there will be millions of people, right? The other thing is that you have to make sure your bare minimums are done, and then you also have to make sure that the recommended you do as well. Okay? And then you have to have a complete belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the qualities of Imam Ijma'at Sathur Islam's followers that has been described in traditions is their heart will be like iron. Even harder than iron, they will have such a strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nothing will be able to move them. Okay? You also have to have intense amount of love for the Imam. Intense amount. Like meaning that you cannot live without him. You have to feel that you cannot live another day without him. And the same things that, you know already and I know as well what to do. But we don't do them. Right? We know the things, the do's of Islam, and we know the don'ts of Islam. We know quite a few. If we start acting on at least the ones we know, and then get to know more about it, live our life in that way, inshallah, we will be in the army of the 12th Imam. Someone who hasn't asked a question yet. Yes. Why does the shaitan always try the people disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the prophets? Shaitan, I just was telling you before that shaitan does not like us. Okay, he does not like that we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he actually made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that I will misguide all of humanity. Right? He said that I'm going to misguide all of humanity except of a few people that I cannot misguide. So if humanity obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gets guided, then he has to feel shame on the day of judgment. Right? He's going to be embarrassed that I said I'm going to misguide all of these people, but some of these people did not get misguided. So this animosity that he has and in this grudge that he has, he tries his very best. But if you pray your namaz and if you are a good person, he will not be able to get you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. You know how to protect yourself from shaitan? What do you say? You say, A'udhu billah, imena shaitan, devajim. Okay, if you say that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Yes? The question is there a lot of differences between Quran and the Bible? There are a lot of differences. There are some things that are similar, but the things that are similar compared to the differences, there's a lot. The reason is because Bible was actually written after 300 years that Christ, as Isa al-Islam, had been lifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people who wrote Bible, they actually wrote it after 300 years, who even never had sworn, who had never seen Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay? So this, I mean, there's a lot of stories about the prophets that are not true. The way that they believe that Hazrat Isa al-Sallam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of those things. The things that are similar are very, 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 very few. Okay? Yes.
You know how everyone said that Imam Jumaan is going to come on a Friday? Why do people start saying that he's going to come on like on other days, like Mondays and stuff?
Yeah, one of the traditions that Raj is mentioning, that when Imam comes, it will be a Friday. Like I told about the answer of the other brother who asked me about the signs. Now, these traditions are there, right? And we're not going to discuss on the authenticity of it. It is a job of the scholars of traditions that they look into. But the traditions are there that the day that he's going to come is a Friday. Friday is a special day in which that we're supposed to remember Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. There are specific du'as for that day that you remember Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And it is one of those days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen that it is possible that when Imam comes, it will be on a Friday. But what we have to understand is that not necessarily it will be a Friday, it could be any other day, but it, like, you cannot take that out of, okay, no, it's not going to be Friday, oh, it's going to be Monday, oh, it's going to be Tuesday, no. In the tradition it says that it could be Friday, yeah, most likely it could be Friday, but it could be other days as well, okay? Depending on so many things that need to happen for the Imam to come. And one of the main things that needs to happen is for us to wake up, for us to become the followers of Ahlul Bayt. Just we have room for maybe two more questions, okay? So, yes. Sorry? Is it a crime to sell the Holy Quran? Yes. You cannot sell the Holy Quran. You can print it and say that you can give me a gift, and that gift could be whatever it is, that you can give me a gift, but you cannot sell it. Okay? Yes?
Why do we have imams?
Why do we have imams? That's a very good question. Okay, the reason why we have imams is because we need guidance all the time. Right? We need imams for us to be guided. We need imams to tell us what is right and what is wrong. We need imams for us to make them as our role models. If there were no imams, if there were no prophets, we would never know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is or what He wants from us. So it is because of the imams that we know the religion that we have, and it is because of their guidance that we have what we know. And it is because of them that we can make ourselves like them and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're there to guide us, right? If I was to give you the example, you know GPS?
Yeah.
You've seen it in the cars, right? Why do you need the GPS? So that you don't get lost and you reach where you're supposed to get, right? So if you take that example, imams are the GPS for the way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are there to make sure that we don't get lost, to make sure that we reach towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? You know how the GPS tells you, okay, turn right, turn left, and you have to completely obey that GPS, right? Like the GPS saying turn right, but you say, no, I'll turn left. And even if you make a mistake, the GPS will tell you again how to get back on the right path, on the right road, right? But the condition is that you have to listen to what the GPS is saying. Even though you make 1,000 mistakes, 100,000 mistakes, the GPS will continue telling you how to get to the right road so that you can get to your destination. But the thing is, you have to listen to the GPS. Right? So Aiman alayhi salam are that guide, are that, if you want to call it a GPS, to take us from here towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make sure that we do not get lost. If there is a question from the sisters, because we didn't have too much opportunity, you can ask one more question and that's it. From the sisters. So read aloud salawat, and maybe this salawat will jog a question in your mind. Okay, yes. The question is, are there different dimensions in this world? You guys ask the most hardest questions. And, yeah. Are there different dimensions in this world? There are different existences in this world. Right? Like, you see air? Right now we have air here, but you cannot see air. Okay? So it doesn't really necessarily mean that it is in a different dimension. It's just that the way air is, we cannot see it. Okay? There's atoms here. In these walls, there's atoms and molecules and electrons and protons, right? In science, you've read. If you cannot see them, that doesn't mean that they exist in another dimension. They're still there, but you don't have the eyes for it. So, just like that, there are different existence or different beings that live in this world, but we do not have the eyes to see them, so we say that they live in different dimensions. Like, around us are also angels. There are angels here present right now. You guys are angels too, because you behave, right? Some of you were not angels, but most of you were angels, right? There are other angels as well, other than yourselves, right? No. There are other angels as well that you cannot see, right? Then there's also jinn among us too here that we cannot see. Just like the electrons and protons in this wall I cannot see, I only see this wall, or the air that I cannot see, right? So they exist in the same realm, but on a different, their existence is different than ours. And because of that, we are not able to feel them or see them. But we are able to feel them, I should say. I can feel the air. I cannot see it, but I can feel it, right? So just like that, when the angels are around you, you can kind of feel their existence. And when Shaitan is around you, you can also feel the existence. Right? Something happens, it makes you aware. So, to answer your question, dimensions, probably not. Different levels of existence, yes. And not having the right glasses or eyesight to be able to see them. But is it possible to see them? Yes. Is it possible for you to see those things that you cannot see right now? Yes. That possibility exists. If you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you follow on the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, you will be able to see those things that you cannot see right now. And you will be able to hear those things that you cannot hear right now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to act on the knowledge that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in the love that we have inside of our hearts for Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the enemies of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep Iran a safe Imam Khamenei to live a long life and to keep guiding us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to be in the army of the Imam Zaman Sattu Salaam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy all the oppressors in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our parents safe and happy and healthy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from any diseases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give health to those people who are sick. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who are going to make Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim as their role models. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa al-Asr. Inna al-Insana lafi khusr. Illa al-Ladhina amanu wa amilu al-barakat. Wa tawassaw bil-haqq wa tawassaw bis-sabr. Okay.